Yeah, we got some good excellences over there, and good. And
okay, here we are. Boy, we can really loosen up now. Not that like we we weren't loose for the last. We didn't do anything that was even remotely filthy.
The fuck are you doing?
That Sue Simmons bite is going to get a lot of play here on 11LR.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I must admit, and of course, it's with my ego virtually intact and never under control. I thought, considering the layoff, we had a real good show as usual. I don't think it showed that we had a layoff. Mm-hmm. And I think technically, considering that I don't have a real studio to operate out of, things went pretty fucking smooth tonight. And I want to thank you all for helping out.
Actually, if you think about it, there's probably less screw-ups tonight than when you have the full equipment over there.
No, there's a lot of truth to that. There weren't really any outlandish screw-ups. There were a couple of items on the computer here that, of course, didn't cue properly, but...
I wonder if it's just coincidence that it was you doing all of that.
The mic is pointed at your eye.
No, it's not.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on.
No, it's not.
Right his nose.
Yeah, look at that.
Now he's going to breathe that and pop it.
Who gives a fuck? At least they'll be able to hear him.
He got off, so we could get off. I forgot. Oh, look, is it just a coincidence that Bob Johnson had nothing to do with any of this tonight?
Oh, come on!
Hey, you're right. I was pretty good as engineers go.
The screw-ups come out because the drive spins down, and it happens to me. I've got the stuff on a jump drive, a memory. Mm-hmm. But when the hard drive spins down that laptop, it won't go out to the jump drive to play the jingle. I got to wait for it to spin up.
Well, our new computer...
This is Windows, folks.
Our new computer with Vista. Yeah, now, the big guy saw it. I waited. My tax return came in.
Yeah.
Last year, I earned a relatively decent amount of money because I had back pay and all that involved. So I was able to buy a brand new computer courtesy of Uncle's tax rebate. And it's sweet, and it's now sitting in storage. It's so sweet because there's no use for it until we set up the new studio area over there, back where I used to sit. The photos you've taken of this work in progress here, we're going to review them and get some of them up on the website within the next couple of days.
Yeah. There wasn't. I think we are up today. I think maybe only one or two close up of people from about 2 weeks ago didn't get up there, but that was about it.
Tonight you took a whole bunch of photos of the work in progress studios.
These will be. A matter of fact, I might even move it around and say, now you see it with the racks with all the CDs in it, and now you don't, where there's now a bare wall. You know, that type of thing.
Gotcha, there, man. By the way, how about, I've never visited or looked in or... I've not had any interest to date, and by the way, I'm not likely to change because, to me, the focus on the show should be the show. Up until tonight, I've never had any opportunity to sneak a peek at what's going on in chat rooms. Now, it seems Cracker runs a chat room for all our R&I pals out there. And how was it going there tonight? Did they actually like the show?
They were doing some repeats. They were saying, if I scroll some back, I can get some stuff.
No. Don't scroll back because I want to read the mail.
This way
The excellent show. Some of the comments of what you're saying, they're repeating. They
excellent
like,
show. Dude, sick.
Hey, that was Cracker who said that, wasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's sick, yeah. Well,
yeah, I like what he says that for a fire sale studio, it was kicking ass.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, and that's just what it is here. I've got a couple of our regulars out there, and let me expand this email here. One from our friend Chris, who states, "I'm listening to WBCQ while you are on a Sanjean built portable, and I know I can listen with stereo and perfect fidelity on my DSL line, but listening over the air is more challenging."
Yeah.
Chris wants us to sell T-shirts. Good idea, except, selling T-shirts is work. Selling T-shirts means I have to come up with upfront money for the T-shirts. First of all, I have to design the T-shirts. The design plate, palette, whatever it is, has to be made. Sample T-shirts have to be made and approved. Then the T-shirts have to be made in what sizes? I don't know. First, we have to get orders in and see. Then they have to be sent out with a thank you very much notice. It's work. It's more work than is worth the revenue that comes in, quite frankly, at a time when my time is best spent doing other things.
Actually, we had a...
So that means that you have to send money to the PayPal site, knowing that all you're going to get back for it is 3 hours like you did tonight, and I think it's a good fucking deal anyway.
Well, you know, we had a producer who worked on BCQ a couple of years ago. Wait
a second. Can I turn off this fucking Yankee game? What are they losing? 29 to nothing?
No, who actually made up these T-shirts, got the new logo from Alan, made them pretty plain, and basically gave them to Alan and said, you sell them, and that keeps us on the air. And that's what he did. So Alan sold them pretty cheap.
All right.
So that's one way of doing
cheap
it.
Cheap don't work, baby.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's a cheap way out. If you really want a JL T-shirt, well, you got a problem, folks.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Here's one. What's this one say? Rice. Fucking lesbian rice. I think I know who that one's about. Let's see. See, the news guy told... naturally! I should have known. The Shroogie song we played?
Yeah.
The news guy tells me it's Hal Thurnard's theme song. And it might very well be. Occasionally, I download a Hal Turner show. Yes, I do get to hear Hal on occasion. He's I'll say this much for him. He's an interesting guy. You want to talk about racially insensitive humor, he's the guy to go listen to if you like that kind of stuff.
No, we had a comment.
Wait, now, if you go way over there and talk about a comment.
We had a comment about Schwoozy.
These are supposed professionals, guys.
I wanted you to read the thing on the air.
So
that was a comment.
All right, let's see. Shroogie, from what I've been told, is a word used by Jewish people for African Americans. and Joke Jew didn't know that?
The thing is, Dave didn't know that. The Jews don't know it. The thing is, it's a dialect.
It's a different word. What has it got? It's got not anything to do with it.
I'm saying that particular word might just be in a dialect or somebody's version of Yiddish. But of course,
by the way, William out there in Green Acres here in that's actually the street he lives on. Thank you for your donation to our PayPal account. Most appreciated, pal. We do like that. We've got one here from Max, who said that the signal tonight was very good in Ontario. Let's see what else is here. Hey, did you hear that Mickey Mouse doesn't have anything to do with Minnie Mouse these days?
No, I didn't. Tell us about it, John.
She's fucking goofy. That is so old. And yet he's laughing. Okay, well, we looked at that. Let's see who else is listening out there. Doesn't say, no name, just a note, bought my first shortwave radio, an ICOM R75. I think that's a pretty good one, if I recall correctly. That's a hot fucking radio. He's listening from Illinois and loving the program. Keep it up. Well, that will be next weekend when I take off and visit the Club Lash wearing a short black mini dress.
No, don't get into that. Why not?
Hey, that's it. How much money do you think... It should take for me to post photos of yours truly looking very different. Oh, I got them going now.
Ah.
If you remember, and I told, it was about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Well, it's got to be 2 years ago because it was before I got injured. I was working on this character, Kenzie.
Yes.
I was going to do this female character. And at the time, I had a friend of mine of the transgendered equation. Take photos of me looking more than slightly different than the way I look now. And we selected 3 or 4 to put on the website. We're going to have the Kenzie page, and I was going to do this character, which never came to fruition. Those pictures remain unpublished. How much money do you think we should collect from the audience? How many hundreds of dollars should come in donated specifically to that cause to get me to post them? There you go.
Oh, forget about posting them. No, you have them made up in 8x10s, and you.
Oh no! First of all, once they're on the internet, they're everywhere.
You got to autograph them, and that way, the only way people are going to get them is if they actually send in money, and you actually send them the copy of the photo back. Forget about posting, because then everybody has them. No, you sell 8x10s.
Yeah, but the idea is I won't post them until we reach a certain level of income. In other words, let's say $500 was collected. Then the next time one of these fancy hybrids comes up for bidding, I can win the bid. Is that an idea, or is it that stupid?
No, it's not. How about Club Lash T-shirts?
That would be good. We could do something like that.
That's a possibility. But once again, T-shirts is work. Taking a couple of pictures off the computer and posting them on the website, nothing.
He said, yeah.
All right, no, I don't want this to become the show. Go, put that away there. There's sidebar things going on. I just threw that out. If anybody out there, what is it with the beeping there? Please go. We cannot take phone calls on the air, folks. We cannot, or else you would have heard a couple tonight. But this is a temporary studio, and a phone call. I mean, you know, actually, with the new equipment, we could. But then there'd be a half dozen more wires here, and that it's out of control.
They got to realize that this studio is set up on little snack tables. All right.
Yes. With wires, actually, yes.
Yeah, with wires going on the floor and everything, under my feet, under the table, under the chairs.
We're going to have to take some photos of this setup.
Oh, yeah, we will before we go. Because we're going to have to tear it down. Because if we don't tear it down, John ain't going to be able to get to sleep tonight.
No. We can just move all that. I don't want it torn down tonight because so much was added. I have to sit down and take notes on it all. Because otherwise, when I have to hook this up again in a couple of weeks... You know, there's no way I'm going to figure out how the hell to do it. So I've got to take
I don't need a mixer back. When I took my fall the other day, that mixer went on the floor because the shelf broke. Press wood on two uprights over my board. Mm-hmm. And when I fell down, I banged into the upright. And stop it, people. Stop
Look,
it,
asshole,
people.
Get off my phone, right. Okay?
I went into one of these little metal uprights.
You just turn that thing off.
It is off.
Oh, it is off. We have to unplug it.
Right, you know. And what happened is the press board just shattered into 14 pieces, and that thing went on the floor.
Is that an actual count?
Yeah. Actually, the chair went at about 200 pieces. You should.
Well,
have
of course, because you fell on it. Yeah. Anyway, let's see what else we've got in the way of email here from another one of our friends, David in New York here, who stated that his apartment was burned out in 1967 down in the East Village. He ended up in a welfare hotel on Needle Park, where he still is today. The upside is he beat the landlord out of 3 months' rent. You prick, I'm a landlord. Do you ever beat a landlord out of rent?
Yay, let's hear it for him.
But thank you very much for your email submission. Let's see what else we got here. Russ in North Carolina is glad we're back. Best wishes in getting your studio back up and going. Great return show. He also states, now that Dave the Boogeyman is doing a show, he's doing an awesome job with him, and can we hear more of him? Hopefully we will.
Okay,
he's
gonna in 2 weeks, we got
gonna
another
be doing,
2 hours.
Going to be doing more music shows. And like I say, next week I'm going to be doing a music show. Indeed, I think even Mind Joke Man is going to be doing a music show.
That's not 100%, but it's like...
Ho, what's this not 100%
positive
shit?
Well, it depends on circumstances, Steve's schedule, my physicality.
Your physicality?
Any evening but Tuesday, because Tuesday I record somebody else's show, you see, for another station.
And I'm not bowling during the summer, mainly because I can't anymore. So Wednesday's open for us.
His is such a big studio. Here's Bob reporting in to say, tuned in BCQ this evening and glad to hear a familiar voice on the radio. The signal's booming in clear in Maryland. Well, it was, I guess, and I'm glad to hear that. And Bob, I thank you very much. We'll add you to our mailing list along with a couple other people that I know are not on it. Here's another one from the news guy who said that Sue Simmons likes to drink between 7 and 11. By the way, I think that's rubbish, news guy. According to some people that know Sue Simmons, she is not what you would call a heavy drinker, and the allegations that she was drunk when she made that slip, as far as I know, are fully erroneous and totally bogus. I just want to get that out there, because those charges were made, of course, in the paper of record, as in an old 78 that's beat up and scratched up and should be thrown away, the New York Post. Here's one from our friend Cracker, who states, great to hear you on the air. You have impacted so many people over the years. Yeah, kind of like a fucking fallen meteorite. I still have your QSL card from 98 proudly displayed in my collection. I hope the recent jamba you had to endure will pass like a kidney stone. On behalf of the Bowling League, welcome back. Well, thank you, my friend. Glad to be back, albeit temporarily. And Larry and Jane, and thank you, Larry. Thank you so much for your able-bodied assistance. Stated, we've missed you on the air. Good to hear you back this evening. Looking forward to many more evenings with R&I. Well, in part, thanks to your assistance, my friend, there will be, in all likelihood, many more evenings of R&I coming your way. Our pal Brad also states, glad you're back on. You've been sorely missed from all of us in the chat room. And I can't thank you enough. You're one of the people that I do this for. You know, good guys like Brad out there. Here's Young Lay sent an email. Hey. Nice to hear from her. She says, hey, Johnny, spelled J-U-H-N-N-E-Y.
Johnny.
I had my freaking ears blown for this show. Yeah. Sign, Young Life. The spelling, not too good, but the sentiments, thank you. See you maybe Tuesday night, if I can work it in there. Here's one from somebody that makes me glad we can't take phone calls. Our friend Brian up in New Hampshire. Just drives me crazy with all his emails, but good guy. Please leap into the oncoming Brooklyn traffic, Uncle Johnny. Do it now, as my helpful drill sergeants in the United States Marine Corps used to advise me. Best box from Brian and Casper O'Moore. Well, thank you, Pally. Good to hear from you. Via a means that allows me to not really even have to hear from you if I don't want to. Here's a welcome back from I don't know who. It just simply Stage Jamba. I should know. What. Yeah, like I remember all your real names, you know, when Jamba. You don't put them down at the bottom there. Somebody that's more a member of the family than most of you all out there, our pally JD up in the North Country, writes the following. I can't express enough how much I missed you while you were gone, and I'm so grateful to have you back on the air, even if it's only temporarily for now. Sunday nights without you on the air have been like a broken pencil. Pointless.
Oh.
You're the best. Millions are fucking useless for continuing to not know what they're missing. Well, JD... Thank you. Believe it or not, you know, these sentiments make it like 2% worked out of 100 possible. 102% worked. Coming back and imagining to do this. Let's see. We won't read that one. That. No, and it's not a put down. It's just silly. Zorkon. Well, let's see. How can we miss you if you won't stay away? You know, what can I say when you hit me with something like that? That chronic, let's see. This one, I don't. Well, it doesn't even have a name on it, but it's good to see the staff picking up right where they left off, indeed. And they were relatively helpful. News guy, thank you again. I'm glad to be back. And here's a note from somebody named Jennifer Wiener who wants to know why she couldn't make a PayPal donation. What do you think might have stopped that when three other people made donations tonight?
Possibly it's looking for a cookie and they have their cookies turned off with a privacy. And
I have cookies, particularly if you're young and cute.
Uh-huh. So in other words, you know, check your internet, server settings.
Does Jen know about cookies?
I have no idea. If she, you know anything about... Well, let's put it this way. There's a settings in Internet Explorer. Go look for it and go see what that little table everybody gets confused on says, you know, and then call somebody. Call a 12-year-old who probably knows how to fix it. You know, that's how I can say.
Yeah, that's what it generally takes.
Yeah.
Well, only because I don't have the time for all the work. If we will not be back next week, mouse on the floor, FCC at the door. Well, that could have been the case. Yeah. Let's see. If we didn't get to all this Barack stuff here... Let's see, that one here, the subway sicko. I like that. This guy that rubs up against women. The police refer to him as a recidivist transient grinder. That was a new term on me, transient grinders. These guys that get on crowded subway trains and manage to engage their body up against the bodies of women. Transit grinders. That's a good one.
I guess you
could actually call them organ grinders.
I thought it was those guys with the monkeys and the chain that played it on the subway.
The monkeys getting spanked.
Before the rappers came on the subway, these guys used to crank.
There's a Stanley Crouch article if we won't go. I'll tell you this stuff from the Times.
Actually, when I was a kid, there really was a guy who was still an organ grinder on the street in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm.
No time for any of that.
You know the old joke about why Italian organ grinders use monkeys? Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because, well, somebody's got to do the bookkeeping.
Not bad. Now, you see, I like that one, you prick.
Okay.
Old. That one. And...
Well, how to do an organ grinders, it must be old.
And there's plenty of other stuff just later. And let's see here. I've got about 9,000 pages of shtick that I wrote that we didn't get to. So I guess I'll have to come back next week. Well, and all of it is probably, you know, like time sensitive. That's what sucks. I do a lot of time sensitive stuff.
Well, you know, we priorities. Important news of the world or porn in HD, which, you know. Hey, oh, by the way, you know, which wasn't brought up, and I was reading about grits and everything on on the little chat thing there.
Yeah.
How about, for all you real porn addicts, HDDP?
Yes?
Yes?
Yeah, how? Oh, do I have to how many?
DP.
How long have you been watching porn and you don't know what DP is?
DP.
Double penetration.
Ah.
And I didn't even mention it.
You had me there,
I
admit.
Yeah.
No. Well, a lot of people, like when I mentioned bukkake before, a lot of people don't know what bukkake is.
Well, neither did I.
I don't.
Really? Does the word facials mean anything to you?
Oh, that I know.
Okay,
you're
that's what bukkake is. Bukkake is like major league facials. I probably couldn't talk about this on the radio today. They'd call me in an office. Johnny, you're referring to semen being splashed over the faces of women in great quantities, and that's not the type of thing that we could say on this show. Blow me.
Except in porno, it's actually just some flour and water mixed
together. By the way, you know, see, if I try and put it here, I spent like, I got it, $15. On a pop screen for this microphone, I'm better off popping, okay? Because this thing just, like, won't stay in place. And I had the cable tied here.
Kind of like the mic at Steve's place that night.
Get up there. That was because somebody decided to adjust it and not tighten the... That's it right next to you. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
So I just forgot to tighten that little clamp. That's why it kept going lower and
lower.
What
a pro.
Yeah.
So think of it now. By the time we're back on the air, Hillary will be out of the race.
Well, you'll be back on the air next week, so that...
Yeah, but we're not going to be doing anything but straight, you notice I never said, give me your request for next week, because there's no way I could really take requests now, because 90% of them would not be playable, because virtually the entire 11L CD collection is in boxes now because I had to clear out the facility here for the repairs that need to be made. So there are thousands of CDs packed away, and I'm going to do the show based on what's on the many, many hard drives that are hooked up to my computer network. So your requests, sorry, I would not be able to fulfill them. So if you want to write in during the week, say, hey, Johnny, I hear you're doing a music show next week. Could you please play? No. Outside chance what you request might be on the computer, but it's so outside that no. And I'm going to try and do a show next week that's going to be incredibly tight for a live show. I'm going to try and show you what a really bad DJ does when when he does a live show. 3 hours of nothing but music with the occasional voiceover. Intros and outros, no politics, none of that at all. So it's going to be John P. Lightning really like you never heard him before, which should be enough incentive for you to check it out. What's so funny?
How about traffic and weather?
On the ones?
48, depending on.
48, that's right, depending upon. Yeah. But no, Hillary will be out of the race by the time we get back. That lion sack will be gone, and I, for one, won't miss her. Because as I stated many times, for many months, if she was the nominee, I would not be able to vote for her. But you know what? John McCain, having become more viable basically because we're still a racist nation, because John McCain has become more viable, I realize, you know, if the Clintons again pulled off the impossible and Hillary became her party's nominee, and it came down to John McCain, Hillary Clinton, or staying home and taking a chance on John McCain winning, I would have to break my promise that I made so many times on the air. Yeah, I would vote for Hillary Clinton because I'd be fucking nutty not to break my promise. What would it mean? That would make me like one of the many conservatives out there that I'm a rock-rib conservative. This is my opinion and it never changes. That's fucking stupid. It's idiotic. Part of being a liberal or a progressive thinker means having to rethink some of your hard held positions when you realize, you know, this position is hardly sensible. By staying home, I might be helping to elect John McCain. So, yeah, if Hillary does end up becoming the Democratic Party's nominee, I would indeed vote for her. Wouldn't feel good about it. Wouldn't be happy with myself for it. But sure, a lot better than the possibility that we'd end up with John McCain in office for 4 or 8 years, should he live that long. No. But no, sorry. The smart person recognizes when he made a mistake. And for those of you who say, aha, see, you didn't keep your word. Damn fucking right I didn't. I would vote for her if I had to. But it doesn't look like I'll have to vote for the woman about who all I can say is, liar, liar, pantsuit on fire. What? You liked that, didn't you?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, gentlemen. I don't know. Anywhere else I could go would take endless hours. And I do have to get back to the day job tomorrow. And there's no sense even trying because there's just too much. As usual, away for 2 months, I could do another 6 hours, not a problem. But I can't because I have to rise and shine in the morning and perform my day job duties. So why don't you say whatever on your minds and let's wrap it up here. By the way, Dave, you might have noticed Dave is no longer with us because he also has a day job that he has to attend to and he had to get out of here relatively early, which is why you haven't heard from him again. So I'll leave it in the less than capable hands of the big guy and Mike the Joke Man.
Okay, I guess that is wrap for tonight. It's a great show. It's a wrap for tonight. Thank you. It's been a great show. Welcome. Great comeback. And I really got back into the groove tonight. Really got back into the groove so fast. It wasn't something strange and unknown and unusual.
Well, how could it have possibly been? Especially for you, because you're doing radio every week. You're not doing this type, but you're on the air X number of times a week.
Yeah, well,
that's true.
Well, actually,
unlike somebody else, I know
6 hours on Saturday playing doo-wop. You know, I mean, that's about it. And
yes, indeed. Oh, who else do you know, Mike?
Unlike me, I meant.
Yeah, well, you. Yeah. This is your radio outlet.
Yes, except that I'm sitting over here on the couch with a microphone on my right instead of on my left. No,
by the way,
phones. I feel like
I didn't mean to ask you. That's true. How was it being the producer with not a fucking thing to do, with not a phone to answer, being in the unique position of actually being third in command tonight?
Producer with nothing to do? Non-productive.
We know that.
Just as per usual.
But you know. Now,
I don't know. I hate when people say, I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, when I'm sitting in the chair over there and I don't do anything, it's bad. Over here, it's expected, you know. But it was interesting. It's not like I've never been on the couch, but usually it's...
Well, we don't want to talk about your visits to the shrink now.
Well, no, I'm just talking about over here on this couch.
But
those have been like more punishment than anything else.
I hadn't considered it like that.
I just want to say hello to the guys in that chat room because they kept me from watching that horrible ball game. I was reading over the.
Well, then how come occasionally you were careening trying to see past me and see what was on the relatively big screen?
Well, you know, I was checking up on it. I just wanted to see how many more
that ball that just hit the foul line, and they had six runs, and they had to kill it back to 3 runs. It would have been a grand slam, right? Wow.
Oh, did that happen to the Yankees too tonight?
Yeah.
Listen, they suck.
They both suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Yankees somehow, you always expect more from them because of the caliber of the players and the fantastic amount of money that they're paid to produce. And they really, they're bad. As a matter of fact, one of the things I wanted to do tonight was expound upon the Yankees and the ridiculous cost of going out to the stadium and the fact that the new stadium is going to overprice the likes of you and me totally the fuck out of there for the most part. I'm going to go to one last game at the old stadium this year. And after that, I'll buy my way in to see the new place once. But after that, I'm not sure I give a fuck enough again to ever go back, particularly considering the outrageous prices it cost. And maybe we'll talk about that in greater detail in a future show, because I found myself jotting down notes about it earlier this week and thinking, you know, I could easily kill a 20-minute segment about this and maybe even get some phone input should we ever get them back up. So We'll leave that. I don't know about you, Mike. Well, yes. You've been at a couple of games, I think, already this year. How the fuck do you do it? Particularly considering that you don't work.
I don't pay for the tickets.
Damn. Can you get me in on this deal? Fuck.
Yeah, sure. You want to kiss up to my old lady?
No.
See?
That's how it works.
She buys the tickets.
She buys the tickets to get you out of the friggin' house.
That's what she goes. What are you crazy? You think she's going to lay out a home plan every Saturday home game and lay out that kind of money just to get me out of the house? Well, she might.
I think she probably would. I'm surprised she doesn't pay for your car fare here and back just to get you out of the house. Well, at least keep you out of the house.
Actually, I pay for the MTA cards with a credit card, which is her credit cards, and I have part of the family thing there. So when I lay out $20 for the MTA card, it's $20 of her money.
You are still one of the ultimate cheap bastards I've ever known.
Now, if you really had her, she'd be giving you car service up and back.
She's not going to go that far.
Well, okay, ladies and gentlemen, there's little reason for me to stick around any further. It was nice to be back. See that a goodly percentage of you, certainly not all of you, but hey, this wasn't, you know, well advertised way in advance. And in part, I did that to kind of find out how many of you were still hanging around. We had a respectable turnout tonight. Not quite to my liking. Just short of what I would have liked to see, at least on the internet side. I don't know how many of you were listening on the shortwave side, but thank you once again. One and all for joining us for our extravaganza. Next Sunday night, if you want to hear a wide variety of quality music being played from now and then, I advise you check back in with us from 8 o'clock until 11 next Sunday night for the A Little Bit of Everything music extravaganza.
Can I say one?
Take us out. What does that mean, take us out? Raleigh.
I just want to say something to Cracker, if I may.
Okay. I don't know. It better not be controversial. These guys will never get out of the fucking chat.
You know, we love Cracker, right? I am not a god, and if you want a copy of my book, Cracker, where the fuck is my St. Louis Cardinals baseball hat?
See, this is why I don't like chat rooms, because nobody knows what we're talking about. Okay, the Cracker does. But at this point, how many people could be left listening? You know, a couple of dozen people hanging on out there, wondering, waiting for me to say something even sillier than I've already said? I don't think that's possible for yours truly, John P. Lightning.
You white honking guinea bastard, you!
And it couldn't be truer.
The fuck are you doing?
Taking the rest of the night off. Bye-bye, you all. Thanks.